Good Love day, Talk everyone. Radio. This is Kathleen Gold, Medium Sports.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
All right. Welcome, everyone. Happy Memorial Day. I hope this gives you an opportunity to think about those that have served, that have given sacrifice and given their lives for the purposes of giving us the luxury of living our lives better. And some of you have loved ones that have served. Many of you know other people, have friends, and are interested in sending love in their direction. We can always send healing to those that have served us, whether it's now, whether it's something from the past. So always keep our veterans in mind and keep those in mind that are still serving our communities and our countries. I am Kathleen Bolt. We are here today on the Medium's Porch. This is Memorial Day 2023, and this is Lilydale Radio, and you probably already heard that at the beginning. One of the things that are happening very soon is the season in Lilydale is opening up for the I think it's 75 days. We're doing like a 10-week season this year. Go ahead and count those days for yourself. But those days begin on the 23rd. Now, you can come anytime to Lilydale if you're interested in a reading or checking out the grounds, going to the Healing Temple for the services that still go on prior to season, go attend the churches. But season begins, and when season begins, there's all kinds of excitement. We get people coming from all around the world. We have guests coming in from all over the world, teachers coming in from all over the world, and then you have the opportunity to have all the mediums in one place that are registered with the Lilydale Assembly to serve you for appointments and evidence and messages, and to help you through those times in life that are not always as pleasant as we would like our lives to ideally be. As a spiritualist in the spiritualist community, we do have a set of laws and parameters that we follow. We are very akin and aware of the fact that we're all on a spiritual journey, and each of us comes as we are, and we each serve as we can and as we are able. And what I want to do today is offer you the opportunity to receive some messages from Spirit. I will have about 30 minutes with you today, and we will go through, take the callers that are on the line. I'm only taking calls. I'm in the process when I'm doing this by myself. It's tricky for me to look on Facebook at the same time because I'm so into the reading. So the best thing for you to do if you're interested in this is to just give me a call at the number here. Let me get that for you. The number is 818-739-8818. And I just want to let you know that I'll be doing mediumship, not necessarily anything related to psychic reading. So we're looking at spirit loved ones on the other side. And I see that we wonderfully have some people here that are already raising their hand and interested in having me touch in with them. So I'll be working fairly quickly through everybody. I'll be taking people as they come. If you're not there on the phone line, unfortunately, when I get to you, please know I'm going to have to move on to the next person, and I will just click you out. You can jump in on the line again if you need to, want to. But again, I only have about 30 minutes to work with you today. So here we go. I'm going to start with my prayer. My prayer opens up, gives us the tone for the highest and best. It is also something that reminds both of us that are involved in the reading, that or the session, which I prefer to call it, that we are opening up to a spiritual power, that we are aligning with that together as a client and as a medium, and opening up to the intelligence of the spirit world as they design it and as they are hoping to deliver the information to give you upliftment and for your highest and best. All right. With no further ado, I will begin my prayer. Oh God, infinite spirit, as we open to prayer, as we open our minds and hearts, we thank you for this opportunity to be in the presence of loved ones who have transitioned into the spirit world. As we open our doors to the communication of this Holy Spirit, we ask and we know that you will provide us with information that is filled with wisdom, guidance, love, and understanding. We are grateful and appreciative. Thank you. Amen. All right. So let's take our first caller. Callers, as I reach out to you, what I'm going to ask you to do is I'm going to ask you to give me your name and just the area that you're from. So first caller begins with the area code 805. So who do I have on the line right now?
Hi, thank you. This is Donna, excuse me, and I'm in California.
Hi, Don. Thanks for calling me all the way from California. Beautiful. I bet you're having hot weather a lot sooner than we are.
Yeah, it's become warm.
All right, let's tune in for you. We have a male coming. I heard the word dad when he stepped in here. He shows himself wearing more rugged clothing, and I mean rugged material, meaning that he was someone that would wear his clothes out by the work that he did. He gives me a sense that he's out of breath. He also gives me a sense that he couldn't pay enough for his care that he needed at the end of his life, so it's like they ran out of resources for the care that he needed for whatever condition it was he had. Do you understand right away who the person is?
Going in and out for some reason.
Oh, you weren't able to hear me. Okay. I don't know how to fix that, but are you on a cell phone?
I am, but I can hear you now.
You can hear me now. Okay, good. So yeah. I'll speak at the same volume, maybe a little bit louder here. I have this gentleman coming in. He's showing that he was working in a field that would have worn out his clothing. He had to wear tougher clothes, stronger fabrics. He's showing that he had difficulty breathing. He was also giving me a sense that he ran out of resources financially to continue to support, or rather it put him in debt, perhaps is the way to look at that, for the resources he needed for the condition that he was working with toward the end of his life. Would you understand who this is right away? Oh, he also said the word dad. So he could be a grandfather or a father, but he did give me the word dad right at the beginning.
Okay, it might be my father, I'm thinking, but he just wore regular clothes to work.
Okay.
He was a printer.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's showing me maybe what he's trying to demonstrate here. I just feel the heaviness of the fabric, so I don't feel I'm in like one of those blue-collar iron shirts, press shirts. Right? So I feel like I'm in heavy hair, you know, rugged pants. So for some reason, that's how I brought it. So holding in mind, let's see if we can bring more information. Okay, too much salt, he's saying to me, too much salt. So did he have any kind of condition that was influenced and impacted negatively by salt? Because he's kind of laughing about it, which is why I'm laughing.
Well, he had holes in his stomach, and they tried to patch up the holes, but they weren't successful. So he passed away from not eating.
Thank you. I want to just say yes, no, or maybe, if you would, because I don't want you feeding me information, okay? If it's somewhat close and you're not sure, maybe is an okay answer. All right. So as he comes in here, he brings me yellow flowers, and these are flowers that look like yellow roses to me because I see lots of petals, and the softness of the petal reminds me of a rose. And he brings it in with a great big smile on his face. He talks about how you do love flowers, he tells me, and he brings these for love, but we do know in the flower language that yellow is a color of friendship. And he says it's a color of cordiality, so there's a cordialness. Okay, I don't use that word very often, so you may want to look that up, but there's definitely this good nature to it that he's bringing in. He talks about you pulling some dreams in recently. He talks about you thinking about some things that you know, like bucket list type of things is how I would say it. What he's telling me is you pulling in those stars, those things you put aside further ahead of you on the timeline, you're pulling them closer now. And he's very excited about this. I'm getting my God bumps, my goosebumps. This tells me that we're in line with what he really wants to say to you, that he's got a ton of love and support of you bringing these things closer. Because he says survival is there for everyone, but we need to enjoy ourselves. Okay, so he's really giving me a sense. He talks about he's showing me an image. Let's just say that instead, because that's what he's doing. He's showing me an image here of a trunk opening and a lot of garbage being hauled out. Would you recognize why he's bringing this image forward, this memory of some sort? Would you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Because he's showing this, and he just gives me a sense while he's doing it that he loves being active. He loves seeing concrete evidence right here and now after he's done something, okay? So this is something that moves him and brings him joy. And he says this was his enjoyment. He liked to work. He liked to be active. And so, again, with this example, he's clearly stressing that you need to go after the things that you like to do in addition to the things that you're obliged and or have to do, as you define it. Okay? He gives you a kiss on the forehead. He wants you to think about him. I'm certain that if it's your dad, you probably do, because I feel a good rapport between you. So this is nice. And again, the cordiality. So I want to honor you with his visit today. And he is definitely coming in to let you know and acknowledge to you that the love is still there, the companionship is still there, and the desire to have you fulfill your dreams is very strong with him.
Oh, good. Wow. I'm excited about the dreams because I was at the ocean the other day and it was kind of gray and it was windy and you couldn't walk on the beach because it was a high tide. And all of a sudden I'm standing there and I can't believe the feeling I had. It's like the whole world opened up to me and I had never experienced that before. It was wonderful. So I think my dreams are on the way.
Beautiful. And I love that you shared that story with us because I'm sure our listeners recognize that, or if they don't, this is a good way to understand it through your example, is that when we get into a neutral space and just get out of our heads and connect with nature and allow the divine to seep into us, we can experience, and I call that magic sometimes. It's not officially magic, but it feels magical, right?
Agree? Yes. Yes. It's so like an epiphany or something.
Wow. And this supercharged, right, that comes in. So I'm really happy for you. This is awesome. So know that dad's around and really behind a lot of this, you know, in terms of supporting you and wishing the best for you. So best wishes and have fun. And I hope all your dreams.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care. And thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
All right, I am reaching out to caller with the code 415. Who do we have with us?
Hi, this is Anne in New Mexico.
Hi, Anne. Thanks for calling in. Welcome. And New Mexico,
yeah,
I've been there. Beautiful, beautiful place. I absolutely love it. All right, so let's see who's here for you. I have a woman coming through that I'm aware of, and she's coming in, and she's talking about bow ties, ribbons, gifts. I could take this as a symbol, but the fact that she's giving me so many versions of this, I don't want to go symbolic with it, okay? So she's just giving me this. There's some sort of message behind it that she delivers here. She comes through, and she talks about how she's talking about herself. She's saying how she was a loose cannon toward the end of her life. And what she's implying here to me as I feel it is that she was a little bit harsh, I might say. Not harsh meaning to hurt people, but just harsh because she was uncomfortable. I can feel that she was going through something that was very difficult for her to metabolize in her brain as well as her body. And I feel like she's got a few times where she's had a temper or a frustration, some sort of action like that. So she's expressing that. She's showing a frown on her face, and this frown is showing me that now it's all tying together for me. The gift for her was the actual tying up of loose ends and moving into the spirit world in a way that she's no longer in this state. And so she's grateful. She wants you to know that she's not like that, that that's not who, and will remind her to those that are still upset with her that this is not how she was or who she really was. It was an uncomfortable situation and she lost an ability to understand how to navigate it. Okay. So as she comes in and I get a sense of real compassion from her toward you and your mother's side of the family. So there's a connection on a mom's side of the family. Would you understand who this is?
My mom.
Oh, thank you, Mom. Yay, Mom. It's always lovely when our moms and dads come in. So she's, you know, there is that apologetic tone that she brings because I can feel that, you know, where she is now, she's back into her true self. I can feel the love. I can feel the compassion. I can feel the desire to support and not break down relationships, right? So she just wants to come through with that message for you. She says she sees the light in your eyes. She gives me a sense that you're over the worst of the grieving of her loss. Okay. And she says she's seeing you come alive. She's seeing that you found a place for this loss in the sense of we understanding loss, right? Like we don't have them here physically. We can't do the same habits and patterns with them as we did before. That's what I mean by loss. And yet she says you've metabolized this quite well. You've gotten into a really great place. And she says you've expanded your understanding since she's left. And I can feel from her she's really excited to watch this work in you. To watch you expand, ask more questions, look at the philosophy of life, see the meaning and interconnectivity of all things. This is very much something she's just getting me so excited about. When I get excited, it's because of them. So recognize that she's very, very excited and that she's very much someone that wants to share with you that there's more. Yeah. There's always more. Okay, and you're an example of that. And also she's in a situation and experience where she's knowing that for certain. Okay? Do you understand?
Yeah,
sorry, go ahead. There was a little delay there. That's fine. She is saying prayers for you. Okay, so that is also something that you want to know. She would be sending you prayerful healing. She would be sending you prayers and wishes. She says, for your best interest and that of the family. She shows me children here for you. She shows me children that are very proud of the fact that they're all grown up now. So she tells me that they're in that phase where they want to take control and take charge of their life. And whatever age they are, there's that attitude, okay? So that's all she's showing me. She's not showing me the age. And she's humored by this. She's giving me a sense that she's amused by their enthusiasm. She's amused by the fact that they feel confident enough to do that. She's giving you a check mark for that, meaning that, good job. and she gives them lots and lots of support. She pulls her hands together in prayer for them as well.
That's very sweet.
Yeah. So I want to leave that with you and thank you for calling us today and enjoy New Mexico. I hope you have a lovely time. I'm hoping to get back down there someday myself for the Balloon Festival. So hopefully someday I'll be able to.
Yeah. October.
Yeah.
Great.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much. I'll keep listening.
Be well. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Hello, caller. I have someone at the 604 area code that I'm reaching out to. So who is here with us today?
Thank you so much. I'm Charlene from British Columbia in Canada.
Yay, oh, Canada. I'm Canadian. not that that means anything other than the fact that we have something in common. Yes, and I might say a few words a little differently than the Americans. But welcome, Charlene. So, let me tune in for you here. I'm feeling someone that is not well in the living. So I'm needing, they're directing me to talk about someone in the living that you're aware of that isn't doing so well. The man that's coming through, a man and a woman, apologies. The man and the woman come in and they want to address that this person is satisfied is the word they're giving me. And they're showing me the wholeness of this person in the living. They're talking about how this person in the living is making good strides. So they're doing well. And there's a sense of harmony is probably a better word as they're showing me the whole picture of this person. These two people that are coming in are showing me that they are a couple, that they are together. The one woman is showing me that she has a similar background as my grandmother does. So we might be looking at someone here that has an Irish background, has an English, Anglo-Saxon background mixed in with that. Do you understand who the couple are that I'm speaking with here?
No.
Oh, you don't. Okay, that's fine. So the couple coming in, again, to show that reference to grandma. Did you know your grandparents on both sides of your family?
Sort of. My grandmother, my mother's grandmother, Mabel, that's a possibility, Mabel and Frank.
Okay, so let me just get more information from both of them. If we're talking, Frank is pulling me in now. If it is Frank, the man is pulling me in. So if this is Frank, he is showing me here how he was always someone that kept himself neat and tidy. Okay, he's showing that as a very proper thing. He also says he has to make sure his family always follows the rules of the community. So there's a really strong sense of a conservative mindset. someone that is making sure we're following the rules. He talks about, okay, he's showing you a piece of evidence that would maybe show up in the home if you have a memory of them, or a storyline exists, but I'm seeing cut glass. I'm also seeing ashtrays, and I'm seeing that the ashtrays were collectibles, okay? So whoever this couple is, they had done a little bit of traveling where people had brought these for them, but either way, they have these collectible ashtrays, and they remind me of those old tin ashtrays, if you've ever seen them, with the printing on them. And so they would collect things like that, souvenirs that were functional souvenirs, again, following his consistent and conservative approach to things. Would that help you understand who these people are?
Not leaping at me. I'm sorry.
All right, so we're incomplete in knowing who they are, and I know I'm limited on time. Let me make sure that they have a message for you here to take away with you at the very least. They're coming in, and they're talking about this person that was ill in the living. Do you know who they're talking about who isn't doing so well in the living?
It could be either my son or my father.
Okay, so this as soon as you said father, my stomach went woo.
Okay.
And that can be the response of a yes. It's like a return hit, right?
Okay.
So it's like the information came back to confirm. So there's a sense of this because I know that this is part of how we can connect with them because it is so important to them. So that will help you define which side of the family we're looking at, okay, as you do the research on this. And the other thing I want to say is peaches. So there may be something about peaches or farming around either your dad or this situation. Now, as we talk to dad, they have something they want to say. They want to say, give him our love. That's what they're saying. They're saying that dad can be very stubborn, and they're kind of chuckling about this, and apparently they're telling you that you'll relate to that. He can be very stubborn, but he's starting to soften, they're telling me, and he's starting to see the way he needs to go to improve the situation he's currently in. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
Beautiful. All right. So they're bringing support for you and for dad to let you know that there is a shift in the situation so that dad is going to feel more mentally comfortable, less stubborn, and more willing to go forward in what is needed for his care. Okay. So I'll leave that with you with a great deal of love and know that your relatives are with you. And in this case, unfortunately, we didn't get fully set on who they are, but I would recommend that maybe you ask dad and see if some of these things align for you because it may help you understand who your relatives are more too.
Thank you, yes.
You're welcome. Be well, take care.
And you.
All right, so our next caller will be someone at the 256 area code, 256.
Hello, my name is Kimberly from Georgia.
Hi. Sorry, hi Kimberly, I cut you off there. You said you were from a certain area?
Yeah, Georgia.
Georgia, wonderful. I've never been there. I've heard good things. Pretty, I understand. Good. So, Georgia, Kimberly, let's see what we've got here. I've got two men coming in for you. One of them is telling me he was a good shot. Okay, so obviously he handled a gun. He's telling me he was a good shot. This is the younger of the two men. The other man coming in, it says they did nothing but argue with each other all the time. Okay, so these two men are coming in, and they're talking about the men in the family having a habit of arguing with each other, and that tempers would flare. The two men are coming in, and the one man is coming in, and he's showing me almost like a bolero kind of necklace that he might have worn. I think calling it a necklace might offend him, but there's a bolero. I think it's called a bolero. It's like a string or a piece of leather, strap of leather with a medallion, and you put the leather through it. Anyway, he's showing me that as a detail for himself. This is the elderly gentleman or the older gentleman. He is telling me he was elderly. That's why I use that word. Okay, good. So he was elderly when he passed, and he shows himself. He says he was almost suffocating when he passed. And he said he was the patriarch. And he said you would know him to have had lots of stories told about his adventures and also his extravagances. Okay. Do you understand who this is?
Yes, absolutely.
Beautiful. Well, he's coming in with this other man that is bragging about being a good shot. Okay. So I love his nature. When I laugh, it's because I'm getting a joyful spirit from the spirit itself I'm talking to. So the man that's a good shot is also a playful sort. He's a good-natured guy. He's very welcoming of people. He likes people. But I can also see he loves his time alone, and this is where he would go out and this hobby of of, I don't know what the official name is for people that do shooting ranges, but he loved that. He loved that work and that hobby, actually. He's coming in and he's telling me he had lower digestive issues that he had to deal with that never fully healed is what he's telling me. So hopefully you're understanding who that is. Do you understand who the person is that's with him? Good. I want to say to you that they're both coming today and they're doing this wonderful little thing. They're bringing a ton of love to you, but they're doing this wonderful thing. Whereas if they were here physically, they would be picking you up on like one on each side of you and picking you up. And I get a sense that even though you're a grown adult, that they're doing the thing they do with kids where they swing you. So this may be actually a memory of something that they would have done with you, stand on either side of you and swing you, or it's just a gesture of playfulness. I do know that that's what they're showing me and that they're giving you a sense of love and playfulness that they're bringing with you today. They're talking about your money being invested well, and they're talking about your money climbing the hill. So, you know, that is rather symbolic, but they're showing it piling up. Okay, so if you're invested in money situations right now and you're questioning or you're having anything to do with that, just recognize they're acknowledging your action to put money down and start to pile it on top of itself, which is a gesture of saving, a gesture of building towards something because there is a peak at the top of that hill. Okay, would you understand yourself in this situation currently?
Yes.
Okay, good. So they're bringing support and acknowledgement of your good efforts and then also the fact that they're supporting you in this, right? Because they're giving you support, advice, and guidance in terms of keep doing what you're doing. Thanks for calling in. It was so nice to have you.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care. All right. Our next person is at 201, area code 201. Who do we have with us today?
Jackie. Hello.
Hi, Jackie. Who are you?
I'm that girl.
Okay, good. All right.
I'm from New Jersey.
You're in New Jersey.
I live in New Jersey.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I've been there. It's a busy place, especially those roads and the circles and the roundabouts and all that.
Oh,
I got quite confused.
Stand it. Can't stand it. You know.
All right, Jackie. You know, when I move into your spirit blending here with your spirit people and your energies joining us, I feel so relaxed. I feel so open. I feel refreshed. I feel revived. Now, when I'm feeling that because I feel like they want you to feel this. I feel like they're bringing this to you. However, I have an interesting feeling back to me, which feels like maybe you're a little more stressed than they want you to be. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see here. I have two people here. One is male, one is female. The woman's coming in and she says mother. So it feels to me she's being very firm with me when she says mother. Would I be correct in saying mom's in the spirit world? Because she's adamant that I have to start there and ask that and move on after I confirm this.
Yes.
Okay, because it's not often I need the confirmation, but she's telling me I need to start there. She wants to make sure you trust her. I can feel the trust and the importance of trust being something that for her was always there. Truth and trust, she says. Truth and trust. She says you can't get anywhere without truth and trust. Would that make sense when you're thinking of mom?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. She says trust your inner self. She says, what you're mulling around about is something that is being demanded from the outside of other people. A younger man is being shown here. A younger man in your family feels like possibly even a son to you or a son-in-law. But I know that she's saying someone's trying to pull you into it that you do not want to make. So I want to acknowledge that's why mom was rushing because we're running out of time. Good mom. Good call. I love the intelligence of the spirit world. Mm-hmm. So we are slowly running out of time or quickly running out of time here. I want to say to you, recognize mom's with you, recognize to trust and go for truth and allow yourself to make the decision and find your way to that sense of peace and harmony. You can relax. You have permission and she says you're worthy of it. All right, my dear.
Thank you. I appreciate it so much.
You're very welcome. And thank you.
I do struggle with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So fresh air is also something I'm feeling here is coming in. In fact, she was actually showing you sitting as if you're on a porch or under a veranda. So taking time out for yourself is going to be okay. You be well, my friend, and I'd love to hear from
you
again. Be well.
Thank you.
So I want to thank everybody for coming in, calling in. I apologize to those I wasn't able to get to. I tried to work as fast as possible. Do call in again. And if you are coming to Lilydale this summer, we welcome you. I'll be doing readings at 11 Library Street, which is across from the Octagon Building. So you can book in advance on my website, mediumkathleen.com. There'll be a couple nights I'll set aside for virtual readings. If you're calling from a distance, we can always do a reading that way. I'll be doing demonstrations like this at the outdoor services, and you're welcome to join us there for all the things that start June 23rd and finish Labor Day weekend. I thank you so much. I wish you well, and remember, your loved ones are with you. The love never ends, and the living goes on. I want you all to stay well and be at peace, love, and joy. Be well.